Welcome to the Organized Mom Podcast by Imani DaCosta Wellness. This podcast is all about entrepreneurship, wellness, motherhood, and of course, organized biz tips. So stay tuned and let's get into the episode. Welcome back to another episode. So before I get into this episode, I just want to give a trigger warning. So we will be talking about domestic violence. We will be talking about death. We will be talking about grief, depression, those type of things. So if you are not in the space to hear about that, please, click off this episode and either save it for when you are ready or don't listen to it at all. That is perfectly fine. So yeah, let's get into it. This episode is going to be about my grief journey 3 years later. I wish that I had a better, I'm not even sure what to call it. I wish I had a great story for you all. I wish I had something extremely positive to tell you all. I wish I had something that was not filled with pain and heartbreak, right? But that is the reality. It's been 3 years. I am still inside of therapy, right? So I'm proud of myself for that. I have been in therapy, the same therapist, literally for basically the last 3 years, right? So I have been doing that. Where am I with grief? I mean, grief comes in waves. I feel like this month is very triggering, the month of March. I feel like there's a lot of things happening around me where I have to actually take a step back. So I am taking a step back when it comes to business, my personal life. I'm really just focused on my self-care. You know, usually it doesn't hit me this hard, but I feel like there's been just a lot of things going on where I am angry, I am sad, I am still in disbelief. I am still heartbroken. I feel as though I don't know when this pain goes away. I've been told it doesn't. It numbs out. You learn to live with it. So that's what I've been doing. But the reality is, and that what I really want to address in this episode is that domestic violence is becoming so normal. Like, it's crazy how all around me I see it, right? I hear about it, social media, in person. It's like all of these things. And it's very sad, right? It makes me upset. It makes me feel like what more can be done? What can actually, I don't even know, when will women be protected? You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of me is, I'm angry that she went out like that. You know what I'm saying? She didn't deserve that. I wish that her death was something, anything but the horrible way that she died. But I still have to tell myself that she is not her death. Like, I have to constantly say that to myself, just because if I don't, it kind of seems like she's just her death. Like, it's just a one big tragedy, one big sad story, and that wasn't her life, and that's not what she was about. You know, she was fun, she was happy, she was the life of the party, literally. You know what I'm saying? The loudest one in the room. Yeah, so it's kind of like I stick with those things. I stick with those memories. And I just, so like I remember, right, like when she passed away, they had made a GoFundMe, right, for the funeral and all that stuff. Oh, I think it was like 24 hours. I think within like 24, I knew it was less than 48 hours. And they had already raised, like, I think $30,000, which was, like, crazy. But it just, and I just mentioned that because I want you guys to understand how much she was loved and valued and appreciated. And I think what bothers me is that I did not know, right? So sometimes some people, when they know about it, they kind of will ask, like, hey, well, what did, like, how did you, like, how come nobody kind of did anything kind of situation? And that's not true, of course, right? Like, it was a bunch of things that happened that I was not aware of. But, looking back on it now, it's very good that I was unaware of those things because I did have a baby, right? My son was 10 months, 9, 10 months when she passed away. But, I was adjusting to my new life, my new normal, all that stuff. But in that time frame, things were getting very dark, things were getting very ugly for her. And these are things that I was not aware of at all. And sometimes that bothers me because I just think, like, I would have done anything to save her, But that was not what was supposed to happen. So, don't know. It's weird recording this episode. It is weird. But I like to, I don't know, I want you guys to understand that the pain that happens after someone dies in that way is it's hard. You get what I'm saying? Because you have like this guilt and you have, I don't know, you have this pain as if you could have done something, right? There was so many factors and elements to it that it's like I kind of like I have to just that's survivor's guilt kind of thing. But I know she wouldn't want me to be happy. I mean, I know she wouldn't want me to be sad. She wants me to be happy. She wants me to be happy and live my life and live for her and focus on these kids and, what I need to do in order to stay happy, right? And I feel like what's been happening with me recently in the month of March, I'm not gonna lie. I don't even like, I don't want to talk about business. I don't want to market. I don't want to do anything. Like, when I tell you, I want to have a month long vacation where I literally have the laptop closed, the phone off, like just completely disconnect just because it, like, sometimes I just want my brain to like shut off. You know what I mean? I feel like if you are business, anybody, not even just business owners, but you know what it is where your mind is always constantly like planning and 10 steps ahead and 100 steps ahead every single time, especially as a mom. And sometimes it's nice to like just have that silence. So this month I've been like practicing that and I've been getting more of that, which I like. But it's also making me realize that, I am grateful for my business. Always, always, always grateful for my business because it does allow me this space. It allows me the ability to take a step back when I want, grieve when I need to, right? Because sometimes I could wake up and I feel amazing. Sometimes I could wake up and I feel a mess, right? It feels like the day I found out. And I don't know, it's just crazy. It really, I think I was good. I was pretty good this month until, right, a friend of mine, her name is Kathy. Her cousin actually was killed, I think 2017, 2018, around there, by her husband, right? Her name was Toni Nicole Lopez. You guys should, I'll link some information down below. But she was killed years ago and her by her husband, and that was so she was killed by her husband and they just did the sentencing for it, right? They just, the trial's coming to the end and all of that other stuff, and that triggered me in ways that I could not imagine. And let me tell you why. One, they were killed in the same manner. So that was for one. Also, I did not, basically what ended up happening, and his sentence just concluded the other day, he is about to be out free after 6 years of doing time served. And he killed her while her daughter was in the home, right? He admitted to killing her. This was all, intentional, right? All the evidence was very clear. And instead of charging him with murder, they charged him with negligent homicide, right? And I think the max for that is 7 years. He did already 6 years. I also heard that he had other charges, right? That he could have done, I think, like 10 to 15 years, but the judge said, nope, this time was sufficient. And they actually gave him that time served. So he kills this mother, right? He kills her. And that 6 years, 6 years for taking a life, he's gonna be out on the streets. I think it was just so triggering. Oh, and then he didn't grant the family order of protection. Then it's just, I don't understand that. I don't even know how that is possible. I don't even understand how all of this evidence and this man is going to be walking the streets of New York, just free man after killing someone in such a disgusting way. And then it's like her family needs to just live with that. Like they just have to be okay with that. And I think like when you start looking into the case, which I think you all definitely need to, I think we all need to understand that, the system is broken. There's a lot of corruption. Look into the judge, look into all those things. There's so many puzzle pieces that people can put together, and it's clear as day. And when I saw that, I started thinking about my cousin and when that trial starts coming to an end, I started thinking about what if this man that took her life is free? Like, 'cause that is possible. You understand what I mean? Like that, it just happened. It just happened to someone I know, right? We all went to the same high school. So it's like, how, like, is this where we're at in society where women aren't protected, where it doesn't matter, right? Like, I just don't understand. And I'm still in disbelief. I feel for the family on so many levels. And I'm just upset that this is just what it is, right? And this is what I have to, after seeing that, right? I want you guys to understand that justice to me is an illusion. There's nobody that can tell me, no, Imani, we're gonna get justice. There's no justice for anyone. For anyone, no matter whatever anyone is going through, when if you lose someone to domestic violence or in a violent, tragic way, there is no justice. That is an illusion. Because at the end of the day, she is still gone. At the end of the day, she's gone. And so it doesn't matter what happens to this individual. I don't want that individual out on the street at all, right? And I think that that's the number one thing why I get so triggered when I see situations like this happen. Like, how is this possible? This is gonna happen again, right? It's inevitable. But I just had to get it out of my head, and I have to tell people this, that sometimes people will say to me, like, Imani, how, you go to court, you could see this person, you do this, and like, how could you not be so filled with anger and rage? And I, to me, this is how I feel. That is not a person. That's a demon, right? Demons walk the earth too. The devil is real, right? He walks on earth. He has his people. It's that's what it is, and that's how I feel. I'm so spiritually sound grounded that I know, like, I cannot give my energy and anger and hate for that whatever that is. That's not a human. That's not a man. You get what I'm saying? So how can I give my energy to that? I can't. But what I do know is that at the end of my time here on earth, right? And this is what I tell people, at the end of all of our days, no matter what you believe, we all have to answer to someone. And I know where I'm going and where that individual and those individuals that do things like that, where they are going, well, it's not the same place, right? And I am such a strong, firm believer in God that, like, he has the final say. He is going to, that's it. This is a spiritual warfare, right? To me, I think that this month of March for me has been the freaking mental Olympics, to be quite honest. And I've had to do so much work. Like, you know what? I gotta take a step back. I have to take care of myself because I'm just like going down the rabbit hole. And it's not a good feeling because it's just so much anger there. You know, it's so much anger, so much hurt, and so much pain, and so much heartbreak that I can't. I know what it's like to be like down bad, deep in depression and grief. And to me, I refuse to go back there, right? I refuse to go back there ever again. And I feel like I've done so much work on my mental the last 3 years, and it has not been easy. But I know that there are so many things that are out of my control that I have to just like just leave it. I have to just like give it to God and really be like, you know what? He's gonna take care of that. That's what's done in the dark is gonna come to light. All the things that we're seeing right now, whether it's corruption and the quote unquote injustices going on, right? That's all gonna come to light, and more people are gonna see what's actually happening. And I think that the even bigger message is that we really have to be mindful of the people that we're around. We have to check in on each other. We have to, especially for us that have daughters, but even us that have sons, you have to raise your children to love and respect other humans, raise them with love. It's like some people don't even realize that they are creating monsters. You know what I'm saying? And then on the other hand, when you have your daughters, to create them to love and high self-esteem and high confidence and just to be so self-aware that people, you know, like the people like that they want to see, that they want to be with, and that they want to help, right? Because they're so beautiful people that they like could see the small light in some people, right? That it's like we gotta teach our girls like there's no saving certain people, right? Like I feel like it's such a it goes down back to being children, right? Like how we raise our kids. And I feel like it just gives me such a different perspective of how I want to raise my son, how I want to raise my daughter, and how what I need them to understand about themselves and about the world, right? And I feel like that's why I've been like taking a step back this month, in the month of March. I've been focused on the family, right? Focused on being happy and trying to figure out like when am I gonna get to that spot again, that happiness? Because this, I don't, there's no, when I look back to March 23rd, 2021, I think that was the last day that I was happy. And then March 24th, 2021 came and my heart got broken. And then once March 25th happened, it's like I was a different person. And I think that that's what anyone that goes through a tragic loss in general, grief. I'm not gonna lie, 3 years later, and I'm still picking up the pieces, and I'm still healing, guys. I'm still healing. I really wish this episode could have been a little better, but this is a real episode. I wish it could have been better, but it's not. But if you stood to the end, I'm gonna have information in the show notes. I'm gonna have some different numbers in the show notes, resources, and Please check on each other. Please love each other. Please hold each other. Please build each other up, right? And just know that no matter what you are going through at this moment in time, it gets better. Even though it could feel horrible, feels freaking horrible, and you feel, yeah, it gets better. It does get better. It does get better. I'm telling you guys. But it's not without work, and it's not without support, and it's not without love. So thanks guys for tuning in. I'll see you on the next episode. The energy will be different. The vibe will be different. And I'm hoping that next time you hear an episode, I will be happier. Because to be honest, I'm not happy right now. I'm just not. And that is the truth. I can't fake it or pretend it. But I love you guys. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you.